Good morning, and thank you for joining me on another episode of the Roundtable Talk Show. I am your host, Sharifa Hardy, and I have an amazing show planned for you today. We have five guests, five new people. We usually have a lot of return guests, but I guarantee you, you're going to see at least one or two of these guests again because they're amazing, and amazing people tend to love me. So before I introduce our first guest, I'm going to ask you to do what I always ask you to do every day. Weekdays, 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, I ask you to go to your neighbor's house, wake your neighbor up. If they're at breakfast, tell them to put that breakfast down, put that muffin down. The Roundtable Talk Show is on. Your granny, you haven't spoke to granny in 4 months. You haven't spoke to her since March. Give granny a call, 8 o'clock in the morning, and let granny know the Roundtable Talk Show is on. And what about that person you just unfriended yesterday? You're not that mad at them. Give them a call. Talk to them. Make up. Let them know the Roundtable Talk Show is on, because friends don't let friends miss out on the Roundtable Talk Show. So while you're sharing, while you're inviting, while you're spreading the message, I'm going to do what I came here to do. And I'm going to go ahead and introduce our first guest. And I think she's an amazing woman. We spent some time speaking yesterday. She told me a little bit about her business. And guess what? She gave me my favorite thing, something free. I love free. Free is my favorite number. So I want to introduce Lori Green. And she's going to talk to us about her business, which is L Road Marketing, in-store food and beverage demonstration company. Good morning, Lori. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me on your show. And thank you to my friends and family that are up early tuning in. So I appreciate that.
That was too general. You know what I mean? You done woke everybody in the house up. You done called granny. You done told your best friend. Everybody come see me live. You didn't even give anybody any shout outs. I need some love. I need the people, you know, who's up?
Who's up? Hopefully my mother and father are up watching, and my nephews and my sister and brother-in-law and all my friends.
Oh, that is so sweet. That is so sweet. I love it. Now, one of the things that I love about you, two things. I like your energy. When I met you, you were so high energy. You were so excited. And I love that. And we talked about four or five times. And the reason we talked about four or five times is you have that conversation with an old friend. You keep forgetting something. So you got to call them back. Like, that's what we did. And I just loved your comfort level. So many people are like, oh, Sharifa, I don't mean to disturb you. Do you have 2 seconds of your time? I know you're so busy, but this opportunity was so important that you wanted to do you even worked on your website prior to the show.
That's right, with help from an expert. I got some good pointers. So do you, can I tell you about my business?
You can tell me about anything you want. You can tell me about Thursday. I'm here to talk about you.
Because we got to make sure everybody watching knows that they're going to get some free food and beverages. So my company is called L Road. We're a marketing company, and we do in-store food and beverage demos. But obviously, due to COVID, we are shut down. They are not allowing anyone to pass out food. So we have pivoted, and we started a virtual demo program. And basically, consumers will go to our website, which is lroadmarketing.com, and you watch a video on a product that you think you might like. And if you do like the product, at the end of the video, there's a questionnaire that you fill out, and we mail you a coupon for a full-size product that you can take to your local grocery store and get a free banana. So check out our website for sure, because it'll explain a little bit more. But yeah, everything is free, really, just for watching a video.
I love the video. It was quite interesting. He had a lot of different products, but for people who, you know, because I heard free banana and I didn't know what banana was, but when you put free in front of anything, I'm like, yes, count me in. So what is a banana?
So banana is a dehydrated banana snack. They have a variety of products. They have banana bites, banana brittle, banana plantain chips, and they just launched a brand new plantain tortilla chip. That is absolutely amazing. But we have a lot of other products involved, which we have not launched yet. We did a soft launch with banana just to make sure all the kinks in the whole system were going smooth. So within the next couple of weeks, we'll be launching a lot more products.
And Lori, the company name, L Road, all in caps, what does that stand for or come from?
Oh, that's such an interesting question, which brings on a whole new story. But the E is my very best friend, Erica, and the L is for Lori. And prior to starting an in-store food and beverage demo company, she and I were starting a sleeping bag company. And we have been on this road to find a business together. So that's where EL Road came from. And now it just makes sense because we call our team roadies because they're always on the road doing demos. So the name kind of stuck. The business took off so fast that I ended up not doing the sleeping bag. So that is where the name came from. Good question.
Thank you.
I know. Excellent question. So my question is, so who's that on that surfboard?
That's me on the surfboard on our website when I was a little girl. You know, we think, you know, sometimes you got to chill on a board and let others take on L Road for you.
I love it. I love it. It's so cute. I love how it goes into your mission and what you do. And sometimes I tell people that sometimes you just have to chill. You know what I mean? There's only so much that you can do. Chill, relax, and let things happen. We definitely have more questions for you, Lori. I want to go ahead and introduce our next guest, especially since he has such an excellent question, Mr. Henning Schwinnum. He is an energetic global business leader and founder of Vindux. Good morning, Henning, how are you?
Good morning, Sharifa. Doing very well. How about yourself?
I am excellent. Did I pronounce your name correctly?
Yeah, I know it's sometimes difficult. I am originally German, born and raised there, moved over here to Kansas City, Missouri 6.5 years ago. Henning Schwinnum is the right pronunciation.
You know, but I mess up John Smith. It's just something about names. So I always tell people, if you let me get past the introductions, I'll sound a lot smarter.
Well, I think you did a really nice job. So thank you for doing that.
You are welcome. I love your backdrop. I love the pictures behind you. Tell us a little bit about those.
Well, I collect art from around the world. And so this one here is from Slovakia. This one's from California. This one's from Germany. There's one further to the right from North Carolina, and that's just here in my office. There's more art throughout the house.
What's the moon behind you, or planet maybe? Yeah, that.
What
is that?
The night sky on my wedding day.
Oh, I like you.
I can't really see it. Your head is in the way, Henning. Oh, that's beautiful. I like that one.
But that was a gift my wife gave me on our first wedding anniversary.
Oh, wow. How long have you been married?
1 year and 1 month.
Wow. Like, that's a whole nother show. We're going to talk about marriages, relationships, because I honestly thought you were about to hit me with like 35 years, 45 years. Like, you have that look, you know, and I'm telling people know who watch the show. I judge everyone. You know, I see certain things. You just look like somebody who's been married forever, like a serious, settled down kind of guy.
Well, it's not the first time around, so it's my second rodeo. And I've invested a lot of hair and hair color in the first one.
The first one was just a practice run. Ask my husband.
Know the feeling. I've been divorced twice. Okay. So the third time's a charm. At least that's what I'm trying to convince myself at night. You know,
I'm trying to stay away from the third time. And my wife will definitely want me to. So
two magic words. Just look, yes, dear. Yes, that saves every marriage. If you can learn those two words, you'll be okay. However, I digress because that's not what I was here to talk about today. I want to talk about what you do, but I always read bios and I'm always so interested by little things. I've never had anyone say that they were an energetic business. Like, people say, I'm a professional. I specialize in this. You know, I focus on a diet, and you're just like, I have a lot of energy.
Well, I for over 20 years, I was part of one of those professions that has the least respect in society. I was in sales, and salespeople rank right there with telemarketers and lawyers in the least trusted profession in the US. But when you're in sales, you need energy, because if you go out and pitch your product, you're undoubtedly running into rejection. And to overcome that and to be successful in the first place, you have to have energy. I mean, there's nothing worse than having a salesperson in front of you or on the phone where you can clearly tell they're just rattling off a list of arguments that they've been given or reading a script off a screen. You know, that just prompts me to hang up right away and they'll never get my business.
Mm. So how do you make sure that you're not just, that you don't just sound like you're reading a script? How do you have that energy? What do you do? Does that take 5 cups of coffee, 2 jogs around the block? Like, how do you make sure you have that energy?
That's a great question. I would say there are probably many factors, and a lot of it is in one's personality, because mm-hmm. if you are a reserved introvert personality, I don't think that sales is a really good profession for you. Maybe something else is like accounting mm-hmm. or some other inside function. I think the first thing is you have to be convinced about what you're talking about. Which in case of sales is your product or your service. Mm-hmm. And then the other thing is practice. It's not about just making things up on the fly as you go along. It is about practicing it over and over and over again. Practice then and part of practice is to make it sound like you're saying it for the first time. And I've had situations where in a sales call, you know, I was being asked a question and 3 words into the question, I knew exactly what the person was asking. And, you know, for me to then jump in and break him, you know, interrupt him and answer it would have been rude and would have told him that, you know, he was just one of many that I was answering the question to. But, you know, you wait until the person is finished, you acknowledge the question, maybe label it as interesting, point out that, you know, maybe the uniqueness about the way it was asked, and then you answer it. And that makes everybody feel good.
I like it. You hit on 2 key points that jog some memories. Number one, I remember working in a call center and my supervisor coming to me, you know, they always reviewing our calls. He said, Sharifa, he said, you handle your calls like a psychic. And I said, what does that mean? Like, I've never even heard such a thing. He was like, listen to this call. And so on the call, because I used to do travel reservations, that was like one of my jobs. And I was a trainer for American Express Platinum Travel. And so in the call, I didn't even care what the person wanted. Basically, I'm like, you're leaving at 8 o'clock in the morning. You're going on Hertz. You're staying at the Ritz-Carlton. He was like, how do you know that that's where they wanted to stay? I'm like, I don't know. That's where I wanted them to stay. You know what I mean? Like, I just wanted to get the book, get their travel thing done, and get them off my phone. But it reminds me of even with my pre-show spiel for the roundtable talk show, one of the things, I'm good at sales. I'm great at sales because I'm a people person. I love to connect with people, have conversation. But I've learned early on that when you have a call, have a script. Just don't make it sound like a script. So even in my pre-show spiel, I give the same spiel every day, every show since March 30th. Because I want to make sure I relay all that information, but I definitely make sure to be energetic so you guys don't feel like, okay, she's been saying this for 4 months.
Yeah, absolutely true. And I'm glad we're sharing the same perspective on this question. And your story about the call center is absolutely true. The even if the person wasn't staying at the Ritz-Carlton, even if they had another preferred hotel, you were telling them a story about their trip. You weren't just affirming a data point. You were telling them a story. And storytelling is what sells. Storytelling is what makes people interested in you and in the product or service that you sell.
Excellent. So I went off in another direction, which I don't know if y'all see a pattern here, but that's kind of what I do. Let's talk a little bit about your company and what you do.
Absolutely. So I spent 20 some years leading sales teams. And a year ago, I was thinking about how I could take that experience and put it to use. And I had met a lot of the good, the bad, and the ugly of sales leadership over time. And decided that every company deserves great leadership and great sales leadership, and that great sales leadership is the key to success. And I always cite a tech founder, right? If you're an engineer, you start a company, you build a product, and it's great. Now you go out and you test it with a couple of customers, and at some point you want to grow. You want to move this beyond a lifestyle business, but create hyper growth. And maybe that's been after you've gotten investment, a Series A or Series B investment. And now you do need to grow. But if your personal expertise isn't sales, but it's engineering, you need to go and find help. And what a lot of entrepreneurs do at that point is they start an executive recruiting process. It takes 6 months. It's anywhere between $50,000 and $70,000. And guess what? The average tenure of that first VP of sales that a company hires is between 12 and 18 months. Mm-hmm. And then you have to start over again. And that's just a wasteful process. Because what you need in that situation is clear. You need somebody who has the experience, who has sold in the same industry, has sold a similar product. You need somebody quickly because speed, time to market is always of the essence when you come, when you look at a startup, and you want the whole thing at a manageable cost and not at a wasted $70,000. And so my business is matchmaking. I have a roster of seasoned sales leaders that are available to be placed into companies. And when a startup or any other type of company comes to me and says, I'm looking for a sales leader, then I place someone from the roster on an interim or fractional basis. And what that means is you only pay for what you need. Because if you're a small startup, you maybe have two or three salespeople. You don't need a full-time sales leader, just like you don't need a full-time accountant or CFO on your team. You outsource a lot of business services like marketing or web design. And so the same applies to the sales leader. You get the person on a fractional, contractual 1099 basis. The person comes with all the experience, is immediately effective, helps you shape your sales process, your collateral, your systems, your hires, and helps you grow this business. And at some point, that person will exit because now you're ready to hire a full-time sales leader, and that interim person will help you in that process as well.
I like that. It's unique. It's something that I've never heard before. I love businesses. I was talking to Lori yesterday. I love unique products, unique businesses. Lori, we have a question for you from Amy Trout Hughes, who says, where are you based? Did I lose Lori?
Yeah, I can hear you.
We have a question from Amy Trout Hughes, who would like to know, where are you based?
I personally am based in Los Angeles, but we are a national in-store food and beverage demo company. So we do demos in every state, and the promotion is open to every single state.
Mm-hmm. So with the coupons, they can redeem it at any store across the nation.
Yes, redeem it at any store that allows coupons.
Okay. Love it. I love it. I love it.
Yeah, and we're not selling. We're giving. We are giving product away.
Oh, is that
no
the move?
Sales here.
That's the give move. Like
no sales. That's right. We're just giving you free food. And you know what? You know, during COVID, and you know, a lot of people have lost their jobs and they're struggling. And I think this is also, you know, such a human interest factor that, you know, people are struggling even just to eat, you know. People have no money. And so we're hoping that this helps even a little bit. And as we grow and we get more products on board, it'll even be better.
I love it. I love it. I want to go over to our next guest. I love when people start asking questions because then I have to introduce them because people are like, well, who is that? So let me introduce Laura Hatt. Laura is from Dolphin Wood House. Good morning, Laura. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Now you're all shy. You're asking questions, giving comments. Like,
I'm good when the attention is not on me. It's funny. Hemming was talking about that if you're an introvert, maybe sales is not, you know, the way you should go. And I am very much an introvert. I have an abusive background, and so I kind of had to stay. How do you phrase it? I had a stalker, so
wow,
I couldn't, before I moved states, I couldn't really go out to the grocery store. I lived in a very small town, so there was one Walmart. So if I went to Walmarts, I had to pick certain times. I couldn't go to the mall, stuff like that. So trying to get away, I became very recluse. And it helped when I moved clear across the country. We moved from Alabama to Florida, and then we went from Florida, because that wasn't far enough away, to Arizona. And that my time out there helped. But in the meantime, I became even more introverted, and to the point that I even started working from home. And I still work for this same company, and I've been with them for almost 12 years now. When I started Dolphin Wood House legally about 3 years ago, I realized that if I was going to continue my dream, then I was going to have to get out there, and I was going to have to sell my products because nobody else would. And it was funny, because when I started Dolphin Wood House, it wasn't Dolphin Wood House. It was just me making soap, and making the soaps tired me out without physically tiring me out, so that it helped me with my nightmares that night. And turning it into a business just all happened. I'm not sure how it happened, but it all happened within the course of a couple of months. And so being introverted, I had to find ways to change myself. And I knew that if I wanted this business to grow, and this dream of mine to survive, and make it where I could help other abused victims and just help somebody be able to take a moment and just breathe, I was going to have to put myself out there. I was going to have to come out of my shell. I was going to have to be nervous, and I was going to have to be uncomfortable. And I don't always have the I'm not very strong when it comes to myself. If I see someone being hurt, I'm the first one that steps up and says, wait a minute, you know, let's look into this. But when it comes to myself, I'm not always great at it. So I knew I was going to have somebody push me. So I started doing festivals and farmers markets and holiday markets. As soon as I found out about one, I signed up for it before I had time to think about it. If somebody sent me an email and they said, hey, you know, I'd love for you to come and, you know, speak at this group, I just said yes. I just literally typed yes in the email, sent the email, and then I came back and wrote a proper paragraph, because once I was committed, I was committed, but I had to do that commitment without thinking about it. And so, like, I joined a group, our local chapter of the ABWA, which is the American Business Women's Association. I forced myself to go to that meeting once a month. It forced me to be around other people. It forced me to get up and introduce myself, even if just at the beginning, it was just me saying, hi, my name is Laura Hatt. I'm the owner of Dolphin Wood House, and me sitting down. And I've been with that group for 3 years, and who I am today is not who I was 3 years ago. So I can completely understand what Hemming was saying about being an introvert, and it may not be sales, may not be being your job for you. But at the same time, I think that if you are completely passionate about something, and that passion is not about money. I don't do my shop for money. I have a full-time job for that. If you are passionate about your reason why and what your ultimate goal at the end of the day is, okay, at the end of the day, I make these sales. A percentage of these sales is going off to CASA Family Services in Orangeburg, or it's going to Botany Bay to help renovations. As long as you have a reason why that's not money driven, you can be that salesperson, and your pitch will change with every person that comes along to you. And you need to start a conversation, and the best way to start a conversation, and sometimes people won't even acknowledge you, but everybody that walks past your table, you need to say hello to.
I think there are a lot of tips and information that you provided. I think, first of all, the first thing I'm going to do is applaud you for being here, because it was something that you said, I am not strong. And I would say that is 1,000% incorrect. You are strong. You have shown so much strength in just telling your story and showing us how you had to go step by step, day by day, to get to where you are. When I look at you and I look at your background, I look at your logo, I look at your shirt, I look at your badge, even your domain in the corner, you're so professional. Stand in that power, stand in that strength. Because one of the things that I do and I love doing about this show is when someone comes to me and they say, Sharifa, I can't, because I don't even respond. I send them a link. And I say, okay, well, look at this person. They went through this and they're doing that. So nobody, no matter what their situation is, can give me any kind of excuses for why they can't do. I don't care what they're going through. Somebody has gone through that same thing and somebody has succeeded. So I applaud you. And I also want to send you a virtual hug. I'm sending it to you from Long Beach, California. Anytime you don't feel strong, I want you to feel that hug and know that we are all standing with you and supporting you in your journey. So I'm going to come back to you. I want to introduce. You are so welcome.
I have a question.
No questions. No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
Laura, you make soap?
Yes, ma'am. I make natural soap using oils and butters the old-fashioned way. I don't make detergent. I make true soap.
Do you have any like that we can see or not with you? I'm like, can we see this?
Yes. Where's the camera? Okay, this is my limoncello soap. It smells like fresh cut lemons. And this is my Lavender Dreams soap, which uses lavender essential oils. And then this is it's called Botany Tea, Botany Bay. It is made with tea tree essential oil and lavender essential oil. And a percentage of sales from this donation, a percentage of sales from this bar go right back to Botany Bay in Charleston, Edisto Beach. They had a tree there that was out in the ocean, and it glistened like it had glitter on it from the salt water. And we had a bad storm a couple years ago, and the trees got destroyed. So I got inspired by that tree. So donations go back to them each month. That's amazing. From each sales.
I love that you have your logo on the soap too.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
I think that was unique. I think that was interesting. So Laura, this is what we're going to do. I always find somebody in the group. I don't know. Like, I want to do something for them. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to speak to our next guest. And what she's going to do is she's going to find out some ways to help you. I want to introduce Ashley Arms, who is a professional social media manager. Good morning, Ashley. How are you?
Hi, good morning. How are you guys? I'm so happy to be here.
I am excited to have you. What do you think of the conversation so far?
I'm loving it. It's nice to get to know everyone. I feel like working from home, I, you know, kind of quarantine didn't really change anything for me, but because I always work from home, but I feel like we're all kind of working from home now. And when you get that community going, it's amazing. So having something that we can all sit down and do, you know, even if it's at the end of the day, I think it's super important. So, yeah.
It is super important. Yes. Yeah. So I just want to say hi to Allison Allman, who's watching the show. And she said to say hi to all of our guests. Know she's tuning in and supporting you. And that's one of my favorite people. Allison Allman is on Roundtable Talk Show every Monday. Jade Elizabeth says, good morning. I want to say good morning to Jade. Thank you for tuning in. So Ashley, what do you think of Laura and her product? What do we do with it? What are some tips, some strategies, some guidance? We want to show your expertise, but we want to help Laura.
Yes, absolutely. So if you're not on social media, I would get on there ASAP because you can do so much with social media. So my favorite is Instagram. I just think it's user-friendly. I think it reaches your audience the best way. I always say, like people always told me, you don't need a website to start. And I'm like, okay, but I want that. And that's great. You have a website going. People can find you on there. But I would definitely recommend not pushing your product, but really just talking about it from a place of love and being really genuine about it, because I can definitely see that that's your mission behind everything. You have a story and that's very shareable. I know, you know, we were talking earlier about stories connect people, and that is something that you should use to your advantage. It's, you know, there's more people out there that will connect with you than you think. And when you share and put yourself out there and you have that first person come to you and say, hey, I've been in the same situation as you, like we have a similar story. You know, even if it's someone that sells soap, they'll come to you and say, hey, you know, want to swap soaps or something? And you guys will just automatically have that connection. And it's so important. In the social media world, we call it the know, like, and trust factor. So you want people to get to know you, you want people to like you, and you want people to trust you. And so with storytelling, it does exactly that. So I would just get on, and even if it's something every day, like people just want to know you, just hop on your Instagram, hop on the stories on your Instagram. If you need help with that, let me know. Like, I love doing it and I would love to help. So anything, you know, if you just say, hi, my name's Laura. I make soap. And this one is my limoncello one. This one's my lavender one, you know, and some, you would be surprised on how many people will come to you and say, hey, like, I'm real, like either they're interested in making soaps themselves and you can give them some guidance on that. That's always really fun. Or they want to, you know, try one out. I was just talking to a friend the other day. They're already Christmas shopping. And I'm like, you're Christmas shopping? Like,
wow.
No, thank you. I wait till the last minute for Christmas shopping. and I'm a summer girl, so I don't want to think about the winter. But, you know, people might come to you and say, hey, you know, my sister-in-law, she, you know, just had a baby and this will really like lift her spirits. Like girls, women love that kind of stuff. So my recommendation to you is just share, share your story, share your heart, and it will really hit home with some people.
I am on Instagram and Facebook, and I'm trying out Twitter. Mm-hmm. One of the things that I find the hardest is I've never had anybody really interested in my life. So I'm like, why would I post something going on in my life? But also I have a hard time posting something to say, because if you ask me a question, I can talk your head off, especially when I get comfortable. But talking to I don't know
how to put it. I hear what you're saying, Laura.
No one.
I hear what you're saying, Laura, and I don't mean to cut you off. It's because I'm being a little bit long-winded today, so I definitely want to introduce our next guest. But I also wanted to say that you may feel that you're alone and feeling that way. The same thing that you said is the number one thing that people say to me about social media. They say, well, Sharifa, I don't know what to post because I don't have anything interesting to say. And so I'm the kind of person that loves to regurgitate what people say into a question. And I always say, what I'm hearing you say is that you don't find your business interesting, because that's what I heard. So if you don't feel that your business is interesting, how do you expect your customers to find your business interesting? And your point was talking to yourself because you don't know what you're responding to. So yeah. I would give you an assignment to say, take 30 days. This is just baby steps to start out. But for each day, write something, just come up with something that interests you about your business, and then post that and share that. Because if you don't post or if you don't share, it's going to count more against you as people go to your social media and they don't see anything that's interesting. You have so much passion and so much that you feel about your business. I would just, to a certain extent, use it like a diary and allow the passion that you have for your business to pour out into your products. Now, Ashley, we had another question for you, and it was key. One of the things that you said is many people say you don't need a website when you start out. And I built my first website in 1994, and it's 2020. And I will tell you, anyone who says you don't need a website is crazy and they're wrong. I don't care what they said. That's what I said, and that's what I stand by. Because if you want to be taken serious, you have to be a professional and you have to be serious. If you ever want to go get funding, if you want to go into a bank, if you want actual clients and they Google you and you do not have a website and all you have is an Instagram, they're going to laugh you off the phone. So we do have a question. We have a couple of questions. I'm going to take questions in a minute, but I want to, Chris Alvarez has been so patient with the entire show. I want to go ahead and introduce Chris Alvarez. He's a Transcendent Enterprises video production company. Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. I'm enjoying the conversation. I feel honored to be here. I feel like I have so much to say in a sense. But I have a video production company in New York City. And right now, because of COVID, we're not doing a lot of on-site production. We're doing a lot of remote production, as well as we're still doing a lot of editing, which that's picking up and going. And while all that's going, I have my team pretty much kind of running the production company, and I'm working on a new business, which is called Ding Ding Games. And it's basically bringing in a host and three contestants to play a game virtually. And it'll be just like a TV game show like Jeopardy or Price is Right. We have a variety of games. And
do you win $1 million?
Well, we're not up to $1 million yet, but what's happening is each time a player comes in play, they win $100. So we're starting with that for the first
time. I'll take $100. Yeah, I want to be a contestant. I want to play.
Okay, yeah. I
want to be your opponent.
No, Lori, why you keep doing like that? That's so wrong. Now I'll be all nervous. I'll be like, oh my God, she's smarter than I am. She's going to get it. I need that $100.
Okay, so we got a lot of trivia games. We have some dare games, and we should be launching in September. But right now we're doing a lot of, testing and planning, business planning and stuff.
You got two new contestants.
Okay.
Just like that.
I'll put you up to it.
And I think if we do some peer pressure, Lori, we might be able to pressure Henning into being a contestant as well.
Absolutely. I'm raising my hand. I'm in. But I want the $100.
I'm going to get the $100.
Help me in. I am a winner.
We got Ashley. We got a whole show, Chris.
Chris, we all want your money. We all want your money.
Sounds good. I mean, as I bring on sponsors and stuff, you know, we're going to have much bigger prizes and take things from there.
It's not the money for me. You know what I mean? It's just like, I love to have fun. I'm a person who loves Jeopardy. Like, I love mind things and figure things out and how close I am in trivia. I grew up on trivia games. So I think it's exciting, especially when you bring it into the virtual world. But I want to go to your pre-life a little bit, because again, my mission today is to help Laura. And I know from a video production company, video is king. Viral videos are something that can change your business, how it can take your business from where it is today to be an extreme success overnight. And people always ask, how do you make a video go viral? And it's like magic. I don't know. There is no set criteria, because you don't know what people are going to like at that point in time. In most viral videos, if you listen to the people, they will tell you, I had no idea it was going to take off the way it did. But what are some key things that anyone and Laura can do to become viral or create videos?
I think it's a couple of things. I mean, I've been working with video pretty much all my life since I was 15. And so I've been studying the game. I've been a student. And at this point, at where I'm at, you know, as you said, there's no formula for an accurate viral video. But I think there are preliminary steps if you're first starting. So, I mean, I think if you're thinking of starting a YouTube channel, I think, you know, gathering all your followers from, you know, your LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, and your mailing list. You put out your first video, you send it to all those people, and you try to create that relationship for them to first see. And I think that's the first mistake a lot of people do. They just take a video and just throw it up. But you have to massage your contacts, massage your family, in order for them to develop the relationship of what you do to what a video. And as I said, now if you get that, that might be your first 1,000 there. And now if the video has a compelling story, and if the video is somewhat touching people emotionally, which you want your product or your message to kind of convey something, the emotion, convey the need, now people are willing to share it. So that takes it now to the next step, where now it starts to develop some legs and people are now sharing it. But also too, you gotta be very conscious. I think those were the first preliminary steps. And then the next steps is really understanding who you're speaking to, who is your audience. You know, a lot of people don't, I mean, YouTube now is a lot of, it's diverse at the moment, but you know, when you really look at the dynamics, it's a specific age group that's there. So if you cater your video product video to that message, you have more chances now of it being more viral. That's one part. But sometimes, you know, you can also stay in a specific niche environment and also be viral. And it's not about just the visuals and the video. It's also about, you know, your audio, your sound, making sure that's crisp and making sure that that's right. But then also now you want to make sure your tags, you want to make sure all that stuff is relevant. You want to make sure, as I said, the story is told well. There's a lot of little secrets. If you put like a hashtag in the description of a YouTube video, you know, it kind of puts it up where this hashtag now is above the topics. And, you know, if you mention the specific word first and then mention maybe whatever later. I'm trying to think of an example, like if I was to say, I'm trying to think of a specific example off the top of my head, but it's more of mentioning the important keywords first and then maybe the other part. Don't say Chris Alvarez who makes, you know, I have a smoothie here, Chris Alvarez who makes smoothies, like, you know, make the best smoothie by Chris Alvarez, you know, so it's how you phrase things so people will search and see the video. So I think it's taking that holistic approach, and then don't judge yourself and don't be so harsh on yourself. I think it's this business. I think even being business owners, I think about Laura, and you know, I think it's having self-compassion on yourself, you know, to put the work out there and have the high standard and be professional, but also, you know, with the first couple of videos, don't be so hard on yourself and be compassionate, put it out there. And as time goes on, you'll get better. If you look at all the people who have successful YouTube channels, their first video was crap. You know, it was terrible. And then, you know, now you're seeing their final their final video, but it's a process, and it's just respect the process. You know, so I think that's what it really comes down to, is respecting the process. And it's, you know, I run marathons, and creating videos is not running marathons. Creating videos is a lifetime it's a lifetime commitment, you know. And for me, I consider myself, I want to run marathons until I'm 60 or 70, until my legs can't go. And that's the kind of thought and commitment you have to have with creating marketing materials and creating that dialogue on social media with your clients and in your business.
I love it. I think that was great. And it just reminded me when I was speaking to Laura, and you could just tell your emotions were there. You could tell that you care. And I would use that as your superpower, your vulnerability and your authenticity. Now, I'm going to take a couple of questions. I'm going to go back to something that Ashley said. Ashley, you talked about Instagram. And one of the things that I found to me is that social media kind of goes by age group. Right. For me, I love Facebook. I've always loved Facebook because I'm a little older and I love to talk. I love to be able to write things out and share and explain certain things. I'm not really a photo person. So I do use Instagram, but the majority of the time I'm focused on Facebook. Now, Amy Trout Hughes wants to know from you, Ashley, would you recommend Pinterest for storytelling for a food company? We're trying to expand our social media profile.
So I always recommend Pinterest, regardless of what kind of business you are. Pinterest has the ability to drive organic traffic to your site. So ultimately, we want people to see us and to buy from us or learn from us. And so with Pinterest, it's very specific keywords that you would put in to get your boards or your pins noticed. And with that, if you, I don't know who, you know, I'm assuming a lot of us have been on Pinterest where you will click an image and then it can, it has the ability to then take you to their site or take you somewhere where the products are being sold. And so, yes, I would definitely recommend Pinterest. It is amazing. Also, I don't know if you know, but on Instagram now, you are able to shop from images. So if you are using Instagram and you have a picture of your food product, you can, there's a little feature where you can tag the product and someone can just click the product and it will take them so they can shop it. So there's a lot of different ways out there. I always recommend Pinterest though. So yes, good question. You should do Pinterest.
Absolutely. Now, Laura, Amy Trout Hughes, again, I love Amy. Amy's so supportive and she helps me do my job, so I don't have to think of everything myself. But she says, don't feel bad. Don't feel alone. Women solo entrepreneurs need to get out of our own way and believe in ourselves. There's a lot of support resources, but we have to believe in ourselves first. So she wanted to pass along that message to you this morning, Laura.
And one of the things that I have a very hard time doing that I have to remind myself a million times a day is to not worry about what somebody else thinks, to only worry about what I think about what I am doing. And it's really hard. It's a real big struggle and all, but yeah.
Well, Laura, I will tell you, the more you do something, the less you'll care. I promise you. I am
looking forward to getting to that point.
Well, when I first started making videos and jumping on, you know, my stories, I was like, oh my gosh, what are these people really thinking? And now I'm like, this is me. I want you to get to know me as a person, because ultimately, like at the end of the day, if we decide to work together, this is what you're gonna get. And so with that, like you, the more you jump on and the more consistent that you are, I promise you, it will get easier and you won't think about that kind of stuff anymore.
And to the age factor, sorry for the interruption, but to the age factor, I'm 54. I did my first video when I was 53. So when you see yourself in a video for the first time at that age, and that was a shell shock. But, you know, I did many more after the first and continue to record them.
What was your first video of?
A sales topic, bad sales leadership.
And what motivated you at 53 to do your first video?
Well, I started this business, and to Ashley's and Chris's point, video is the way to connect with people. And I wanted to pick up on what Chris said is, you know, invite your friends. And when friends ask me, how can I help your business? I say, you know, like, comment, and share on my social media channels, because that gives me access to your community and your circle of friends. And that's how you slowly expand.
I think that's something Lori is really good at. She's really great with social media, but I love how she's not shy. Lori doesn't care if people like her, don't like her. She's like, I'm going to make this happen. And we talked also about social media. You have some great social media tips, Lori.
Oh, yes. I was giving some tips. So basically I was, we'll talk about the soap, your target audience, go on social media, go onto Instagram, find a brand that you love and, you want to be like them and start following their audience, and start writing to people and saying, hi, if you love their soap, you're probably going to really love mine, and let them know why they're going to love your soap. So you can just find your target audience just by following someone that you love,
Yes, because the assumption is if they like that person, they'll like you as well. What's your favorite social media, Lori?
Instagram.
Oh, see, I can't do photos. I think I always see these selfie after selfie. I'm like, oh my God, I don't like taking pictures. Yeah. If you look at my social media, there are hardly any pictures of me.
But you know what Ashley said? It's just so user-friendly. Like, it's just so user-friendly. And it doesn't have to be, the most glamorous picture. I mean, yes, it should be a nice picture. But if you look at my site, I mean, when I started this about a month and a half ago, we had 11 followers. And now we have over 800 followers. And I wouldn't say that my photos are the greatest photos. Ashley will attest to that. I've been calling her going, I don't want to be on video. So, but Ashley, talked to me and I ended up making a video. Probably need to do more, but yeah, Laura, I'm kind of like you. Like, I'm very talkative, but when it comes to this kind of stuff, I am so shy. I mean, I have a PR background and I like to be behind the camera, not in front of the camera. Yeah. So I get it. But I think both of us doing this today is just, it's helping us to learn and grow. And it shows that we actually are really strong. So you are strong.
I do have a question for anybody who wants to chime in. When posting on Facebook, Instagram, and I have a YouTube video, but my YouTube videos are just when I'm making soap, showing how I'm making the soap. But do you bring your, I guess you'd call it your personal life into with your business? Like on Facebook, I have my personal page. I have customers on there and all, but I also have a business page. But like my Instagram is just my business page. So, I mean, if my granddaughter picks up a bar of soap and, well, she's already cute and, soap just happens to be in the picture, then, I'll share a picture of her. But like yesterday, my first grandson was born. So naturally, I would tell my friends, but I don't know if I should post that on my Instagram business page, because is that bringing too
much?
Utilize
it. No. Look at our future president of the company.
I was Lori. I was going to say the same exact thing. I didn't have president of the company, but it's the art of the spin. I spin everything. I would make everything I could think of work for the company. Like Lori said, exactly, the future president of our company, or use that as an opportunity because you feel excited. I have a new grandbaby, and because of this, I want to offer you, two bars for free if you buy 29, whatever it is.
But I spend babies it. And dogs get lots of likes.
Yes.
Well, and two, it goes in back to what I was saying earlier about your know, like, and trust factor. The more you share about yourself, the more people have to connect with. So for me, the name behind my business is my dog. And so I'm always sharing about my dog. And, I have a lot of connections that I've made with dog companies just through sharing about my dog. And then there's other people who will ask me questions about, and it just gets more conversations going. And so I think personally, it's a personal preference, but from a marketing, social media expert standpoint, definitely do it.
So, use everything.
Yeah. You don't have anything to lose. If anything, you're going to gain from it. You're going to gain relationships, and it's something fun, and it's what makes you, you. Mm-hmm. So share it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Chris, you had something to say?
I feel like I have, but then it just really just dropped out of my head. So I'll
tell you. Okay, Henny.
Yeah, I would add, I'm in the B2B space. And in that space, for me, LinkedIn is the most important platform. And because it's so professionally focused, initially I had a hard time talking about more personal stuff on LinkedIn. But those are my posts that have some personal connection and have more of a story than just talking about a service. Those are the ones that get the most views, the most likes, the most reposts.
Excellent point, Henny. I found that to be true as well. Like, I'll make this wonderful professional business post and I get a few likes, but then I'm venting about my Starbucks coffee was late and then like I get 800 likes.
Yeah.
Late coffee. But one reason people do that is because they try to support things that are social, things that are fun, and they want to stay away from business. They want to stay away from politics. They want to stay away from controversy. So I love making people laugh. That's the comedian in me. So I think the fun things are what people relate to. So if you can spin the story and make it fun, you'll increase your followers. And that's at the end of the day, what you want to do. Because so many people will say to me, Sharifa, social media doesn't work for me. I don't get any business from social media. And I said, okay, well, let me take a look at your social media, because me as a business consultant and a marketing person, and I do some PR, I get all of my business either through referrals or through social media. And so I'll go to their social media and they've been in business for 12 years and they have 9 followers. I'm like, what's that, your mom, your cousin? Like, come on now, like you have to talk about your business. So I've had a lot of fun today. This has been a great conversation. I've done some networking, met some new people. Now we are coming down to the last few minutes of the show. And what I love, 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 love to do at the end of every show is just simply allow my guests time to speak directly to the audience and everyone who's watching this show live, as well as everyone who's watching in the archives, and simply let them know what you want them to take away from your appearance here today. And we're going to start with you, Chris.
Oh, wow. Okay. So yeah, I was about to say the time went really fast. What I would like to say to the audience specifically, with launching another company, and you know, it's one of those things where I think this goes for everybody and for anything that you do. And, you know, I have to take each morning now to, you know, meditate and kind of give thanks and appreciation for everything that I do, everything that I have, but also to pump myself up with full belief every day that, you know, this is going to work no matter the pandemic or no matter whatever situation. And I think it's just a process of loving yourself. So I just, you know, say whatever you do, whoever's listening, take the steps to make sure you're loving yourself. And it sounds so cliche, but I think it's something that we don't think about every day. I just want to put that out there.
The cliches are cliches for a reason, because they're true and they work. Henny, what do you have for us?
Well, I called myself being part of a dirty profession that's not very much liked. We all sell ourselves all the time, every day, 24/7. Like we did in the last hour here, whether we sell a product or ourselves. And I love to talk about sales. I always tell people I'm opinionated. I'm, you know, older and experienced, and I have an opinion and I love to share it. It doesn't lead necessarily to a piece of business, but I hope that it leads to someone being able to pick a nugget from something that I've said and turn it into his or her success.
I love it. I think that's wonderful. That's what we want to do for everyone to be successful. Ashley, what do you have for us?
So I would have to say that, again, here comes the cliche, but you are capable of anything that you put your mind to. It took me a little over a year to really say, okay, I want to do this with my life. And once you do it, or even before you do it, you have to think about, okay, if I start today, where am I going to be a year from now? And write that down. And so like the next August 13th, look and see where you are a year from now and just be like, wow, like what happens if I never did that? So you have to really like look to the future. And when you're in the future, look back and be like, wow, I really am capable of anything. And you just have to start and put your mind to it, and don't be afraid to ask for help. That's a huge thing too. I think so often we're afraid to ask for help, but ultimately that is what helps us grow. So.
Amen. That's right. Ask for help. And we're here to help. That's what we do every morning on the Roundtable Talk Show with excellent guests such as yourself. Laura, what do you have for us?
I would say sometime today, go into another room by yourself, bathroom, bedroom, front porch, wherever you can, and just take a deep breath and just hold it and clear your mind and then do it again. And try to do that once a day. And just remember that that moment that you're taking that deep breath is for you and only for you. And if you have time, please stop by my website and just have a look around. You may find a soap or lotion or a scrub that helps you to take that breath. Sometimes the only time we have to ourselves, especially as busy moms, is when we go and take a shower. So thank you.
I think that's great. And Laura's a nice lady. I'm not that nice. She's like, oh, just, you might find something. No, I need you to look for something. Find some soap. Find something that makes you relax. This is what I do. I bully people into ordering stuff that they, you know, may not have ordinarily done. But this will help you. And Laura, I definitely want to thank you for being here today, because when I even asked about your business, you just threw me off guard in telling me about your story. I wasn't expecting that at all. But you and people like you are the reason why I do what I do, because it's not just about a bar of soap. Bar of soap is nice, but it's about the story behind it, the people behind it, and the people you are helping through your soap. So like I said, don't just go pick up one bar of soap. And you know, who is that? Ashley, I think, who said Christmas shopping. We're going to do some Christmas shopping at Dolphin Woodhouse in August. So we got you, Laura. Don't even worry. Lori, how'd I do today?
You did so well. Good job. You we're even over. Look how exciting our show was. We've gone over.
I know. I know. What do you have for us, Lori?
So do you have a food or beverage demo company that is natural? If you do, reach out to us, because we can add you to our virtual demos. And to all the people that are listening, if you guys want to pick up your free voucher coupons, go over to our website at lroadmarketing.com. And we hope you enjoy all the samples that we have to offer.
Yes, get some samples. Tell your friends to get some samples. Go ahead, because what Lori is doing is amazing. I love her energy. I love her products. So I'm waiting for my free sample to come to me. I want to thank you all for being a guest here today on the Roundtable Talk Show. I had so much fun. I also want to thank everyone who tuned in to watch the show live. I want to say hi to Lori's mom, Lori's dad, Lori's nephews, Lori's best friend, Lori's cousins, everybody who tuned in to watch Lori. You are now a part of the Roundtable Talk Show. And if you are watching this show, please don't just watch the show. I need you to take some kind of action. Please go ahead and share the show. Visit our guest websites. You'll find their links in the post. Go to their websites, make a purchase, send them an email, send them a tweet, follow them on social media. And when you send that message, be sure to let them know Sharifa Hardy says hi. And if you are interested in being a guest, please visit the website at asksharifa.com. Until tomorrow, TGIF episode, everyone have a safe and a blessed day. Bye now.